You're listening to another ambitious EntrepreneurNetwork.com podcast, the voice for entrepreneurs and small business. Now, onto the show.
Welcome to the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast, daily conversations with Christian entrepreneurs to inspire and empower Christian business owners to walk strongly in their faith, while build a thriving business that honors Him in every way. Now, over to your host, Anne-Marie Cross.
And welcome to another episode of the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast. This is episode 58, and I'm your host, Anne-Marie Cross, the podcasting queen. Now, my guest today says, "The Lord gave you power, purpose, and peace, not to hold on to selfishly, but to be empowered as you impact the world and lead His people to the kingdom." Now, as a Christian entrepreneur, as a Christian business owner, are you using the power, purpose, and peace that God has blessed you with in your business? Now, joining me on today's show is Erica Etienne. Erica is an author, she's a speaker, film producer, playwright, domestic violence advocate, and she loves the Bible. Through her commitment to help and empower women, she founded the faith-based women's empowerment community, Power, Purpose, and Peace, which offers Bible studies, personal and spiritual development, retreats, an online support group, and so much more. Now, for over 10 years, Erica has shared her story of triumph over abuse, divorce, and a brush with death to empower women to rise above their circumstances and fulfill their God-given purpose. She provides women with mentorship, practical strategies to help them identify their purpose and navigate successfully through life's interruptions, all while maintaining their peace. Now, on today's show, Erica is going to share, know your source. Listening and following God's direction is essential, especially during periods of success or even perceived failure. She's going to talk about do it even if it doesn't make sense, as well as the importance of valuing relationships. So welcome to the show, Erica.
Thank you.
One of the things that I'm doing before we dive into the great topics you want to talk about further today is just to give guests an opportunity to share, how did you come into running your business? Has entrepreneurship been something that you've always been interested in, or has God been planting the seed and developing in you over your life, and that what you're finding that you're working in now? How's it been for you?
Oddly enough, this entrepreneurship started as actually running a wedding planning business, which was a complete diversion from what I felt in my heart, which was I always wanted to write books. Mm-hmm. I always wanted to be a storyteller, more or less. But somehow planning weddings seemed much easier. You know, kind of, I guess when you're a type A organized personality and visionary, yes, you're like, oh, I can do this. This mm-hmm. is easy. But I didn't feel it inside. And so I just kept yearning for, like, Lord, when are you going to let me write these books? When am I going to do this other stuff? And I actually went to a really amazing conference last year and said, listen, I have all this stuff on my plate. I'm running this group. You know, I had all these pieces, but hadn't really formulated it as a business. Mm-hmm. And but that conference really put the structure in place for me to be able to do that.
Yeah.
So
that's
how came about.
There you go. And I guess, you know, through running your wedding planning business, and that's a very competitive and very stressful industry, particularly when you're dealing with brides who are anxious, they want their day to just to go beautifully. But building the strengths, I'm sure that you continue to use now in your business. So how often do we look at our past experience and disregard it, when in actual fact it's been a strong foundation upon which we now grow? Are there any insights that you learned through that time that you can really see are being played out now and that you're leveraging in your business as you move forward?
Definitely communication and strategy. Mm-hmm. Because as you mentioned, with wedding planning, it's very, very competitive. So you have to stand out against the many other wedding planners or the supposed wedding planners that exist and find that thing that makes you different.
Yes.
And so I would say that has been very critical in doing what I'm doing now, because there's so many people doing women's ministry that are doing women's empowerment. Mm. And it was like, I had to find that thing that made me different than everyone else.
Yes.
And strategy. How are you going to go about connecting with these women, and how are you going to sustain whatever it is that you know, be put in place. And those are things that I had to ask myself.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Great, great insights there. And let's talk about, for a moment, because I think this is an area that can often get so many men and women, but I think women, we tend to have this stop us from really recognizing and achieving the destiny that God has planned for us. And that is when we do look at other people in our industry, and we can often go into comparison, can't we? And we look at what people are achieving and we measure that. We don't see all of the work, the heartache, the tears that have gone behind the scenes, but there are so many opportunities, and often what makes us unique is the unique strengths and gifts that we have, but also the experiences that we have that enables us to speak into the lives of people who then maybe are going through struggles themselves. Have you found that to be true over the years as well, as you continue to evolve?
Yes, definitely. One of the things I'll say is this. One of my favorite verses is Acts 10:34, where it just mentions that, you know, God is no respecter of persons. Mm-hmm. And so when I've found myself getting caught up in thinking, well, I'm not quite like that person, or how am I different than anyone else, or mm-hmm. what makes me stand out, or this person's doing what I'm doing, so maybe I should back off. God says, no, Erica, I've designed you to do it this way. Mm. And the people that I have sent to you are meant for you. Only your voice can reach them. You're the person mm-hmm. that I'm going to use. And so regardless of that other person or other people, you know, going a step further, or what seems like they're going in a better direction than I am, mm-hmm. I look back at that verse and I say, no, he doesn't love them or direct them any better than he directs me.
Yes.
He's given me a clear path.
Yeah, so, so true. Love that. So let's talk about knowing our source. Listening and following God's direction is essential, especially during times of success or perceived failure, because both of those can derail us, can't they, if we're not keeping our eyes on Him. Share more about this.
Absolutely. So here's the thing. When all is going well, sometimes we can forget to listen to God. We think we've got it all figured out. We think, you know, finally he's given me the key to this door, so I got it from here. Mm-hmm. And really, you can't do that, you know, because even though something may seem like the right way to go, that may not be the actual way that he's leading you. And it can waste time. Mm-hmm. It can waste resources and can lead to a dead end. You know, it might be a nice climb for a while, but then you start to feel like, okay, wait a minute, God, is this even what you told me to do? Mm. I feel like I'm a little far removed from your plan. Likewise, when you think you're failing, or you hit a stumbling block, or you have, you know, a gray fog, so to speak, you really have to get quiet and listen to his voice. And I find that you just have to ask him, you know, okay, Lord, what direction do you want me to go, left or right, up or down, or do you want me to be still? Mm. Because sometimes when the answer isn't quick, or the failure or the obstacle comes up, you can think that's it.
Yes.
You know, and I think it's important to listen for his voice, because maybe you're learning something. It's an opportunity for you to learn something. So when you come up against that thing again, you know how to walk away from it.
Yeah.
And so I think it's very, very important to know who's giving you the information. Mm. We are also in a very noisy world, right? So
yes.
Everyone has an opinion. Everyone's an expert. And you have to know who's guiding you.
Mm.
Otherwise, you'll do everyone else's blueprint and miss the one that God has for you.
Yeah, absolutely. And what sort of things did you do? Or maybe do you have a set process that you follow to make sure that you really tap into Him? I mean, one of the things that I notice is that if I don't plan time and set time aside, and typically it's my morning, then I can just launch into business, and then it's lunchtime and I think, oh, I haven't even, you know. And so what does that look like for you?
So I do try to be diligent to get up in the mornings, but sometimes I oversleep. Mm-hmm. So my normal plan of action is to get up in the morning to listen to some worship music, mm-hmm. to pray. If I have questions that I feel like are unanswered, I'll jot those down at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And just wait, you know, I'll wait mm-hmm. patiently and quietly. That peace you get in the morning, or that quiet time, is so essential to the rest of the day. But sometimes it gets away from me. I oversleep, and I might do it at lunchtime instead.
Yes.
When I remember, you know, it's like, got a little too far into my day, and so I'll do it at lunch or sometimes at night. But regardless, I do try to always make an appointment, you know, to get quiet, you know, before the Lord.
Yeah. And one of the things that we hear in business, you know, people have got team members, and so many of us at Running Kingdom Businesses say that God is the CEO of our business. Yet if we're not checking in with the CEO and asking, what are your plans? What do we need to do? How do we handle this challenge? No wonder we're not getting feedback. Something else that I've learned too over the years is that when we are hearing other stories, which are fantastic to hear the ins and outs and what they've learned and the insights, it's also really important, I think, particularly for Kingdom businesses, and I'd love to hear some of the insights and maybe experiences that you've had. Each and every one of us has had different circumstances. We're all different. So how God teaches us and builds different strengths in us can be quite different for someone else. Like, for instance, patience is something that I'm not really, I'd love to have answers straight away. So for me to learn patience, it might take a little bit longer. Has there been times in your career, in your business, where you've really had some great insights and that has built in you a strength that you're now using in the next season of your business?
Yeah, one thing I'll say for sure is to trust my abilities, because, you know, I have looked at other people with more experience, and there's nothing wrong with that. But I have strengths, you know, I have a professional career as well, and other things that I do know. But there have been times where I've just immediately trusted someone else's guidance and direction rather than trusting my own instincts or my own abilities. Mm-hmm. And that is something God has, you know, it's still grooming me in, but it's something that I have to say, no, instinctively, you know what to do. You don't have to ask, you know, someone else how that should be done, you know, or be still for a minute and, you know, think it through like you would on your job or anything else. Those are things I say to myself. And it's like, just trust your ability, you know, you can do it, or you can make a decision. So I'll definitely say that is something.
Yeah, for sure. I think that approach that you just mentioned is so important, because how often do we allow our external environment and even what we overhear to plant seeds that unfortunately are the negative seeds, and then our inner critic and our inner voice can continue to fester that to the point where we can end up doubting ourselves. So actually, as you said, taking a step back and saying, hang on a minute, this is not true. Let me just sit still. Let me go to the word. What does that say? So that I really can move forward from a voice of truth and someone who knows me so well that he knitted me together in my mother's womb. And we often forget that, don't we? And we just need to lean in and ask, you know, what's the next step? Let's talk about that, because one of the things that I know that you wanted to share today was do it even if it doesn't make sense. Sometimes, as you mentioned, we can be going against what other people recommend, you know, or say and advise, and it can be the way that God's leading us.
Yeah. So there have been a few instances where I'm like, God, that makes no sense whatsoever, you know? And obviously in day-to-day business or working in my job, when someone wants me to take a risk, it doesn't seem so bad, you know, like, okay, we can assume that risk. But when it's, you know, a small business, it's like, this thing can make or break everything that I'm trying to accomplish. Yes. And one of the struggles I had coming into, you know, doing like ministry in the marketplace, if you will, is how will people perceive me selling them something when I'm a Christian, you know, and I'm talking about God? They're going to think I'm just trying to rob them, you know, or use God to get in their pockets. And so some of the projects that I've led recently, you know, people had to make an investment to participate. And God was like, it's okay, just ask. And I'm like, you know, I don't know about that. Yeah. Because now this can taint everything that people, you know, the trust I've built with people, the support I've garnered behind just doing ministry itself for free, you know, and all these things that I've done that don't require an investment. But you have to just take the risk and trust, and making that decision to obey and just ask and tell, you know, this is what I'm offering. This is what it costs. It really catapulted my business in the last year.
Yeah, I think that lesson for many people, and I've even spoken to a number of people who've gone from ministry to business. And, you know, when we're building a kingdom business, there are goals, monetary goals, because let's face it, when we grow kingdom businesses and generate income, we can then employ people. We can give to causes that God wants us to contribute to. We can't do that if we're not generating income. And I think often we limit ourselves because of, sadly, you know, some of those beliefs. What was the biggest insight in that? I want you to just share again with people, because I think the conversations that, well, I don't think, I know, the conversations that I'm having with people, this is something that they struggle with. And it does require a mindset shift as well as a practical by having the conversation. But they're not going to have the conversation unless they have that belief that, hang on, it is okay to actually get paid for offering these services or offering my products.
Yeah. So I definitely think one of the things I had to reason within myself is I know my motives, right? Mm. I know that I'm not just trying to get over on people. And I think the people who, you know, support and have followed it along, they see that and they know that. They know that my passion for the Lord is genuine. How I treat the people that I work alongside or that choose to work with me, they get treated with kingdom love, you know? Mm. And so I'm not perfect by any means, but they see it's evidence in the fruit. And I think you just have to know your motives and just be clear. People, I think when you explain to people what you're doing and you're clear about your mission and your vision and what you're trying to accomplish, then by all means, you know, they can trust you.
Yes.
You know, it's a little bit hard when you're not clear. It's hard for them to really receive what it is that you're offering and what you're selling.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it's going to be difficult for us to grow those kingdom businesses where we can really give back if we're not opening ourselves up and accepting of that. I mean, how often, I see it in my sister-in-law who I love dearly, even to do something for her, she, you know, she immediately thinks that there has to be a reciprocal act of service, if you will. And so, no, I'm just doing this because we love you and we're happy to do this. There's no need to return that. And that really goes to show that sometimes we're actually blocking income coming in and the ability to work with clients because of the fact that we can't accept that. Have you found that as well, and maybe even seen in some of the work that you do with others, that that is something that often can be a difficulty?
Yeah, for sure. I struggle with it myself, you know, wanting to give away so much, even when I couldn't financially really afford to do that, but just feeling obligated to give because it's kingdom business, you know, but that does prevent me from giving to, you know, has prevented me from giving to causes when I wanted to offer, like, you know, a scholarship to someone for something. Yes. It puts you at a limit to how many you can do, you know, because you haven't generated the income to make up that deficit. Yeah. And that's the thing, you know, I had to realize, hey, in order to do those things, I have to attach a price tag to it. Yeah. You know, you pour right back into the business so you can keep doing more.
Exactly. And when you hear feedback from clients, they go, what? I would have paid double for that. You only have to hear that a couple of times to go, seriously, I have some money mindset issues. Let's just ramp up so that we can more giving. So such a great lesson in that. And as you said, it's your motive. We keep the kingdom first. We focus on him. And, you know, we are promised that with God, you know, things, nothing is impossible. And it's a lesson that I think a lot of us have to learn. Let's talk about valuing relationships. I think in a very digitized or technology driven marketplace, valuing of relationships is now more important than ever. Have you found that to be true too?
Yeah, definitely. It's what's helped me, you know, it's what kept me going. Because I think, for instance, on social media, people are liking your posts, they comment, but that's not really connection necessarily. You know, it's a good gauge for engagement, but it doesn't help you to garner something beyond the like or beyond the post. Yeah. And so I have found that it's important to just be invested in people, you know, even other business owners, you know, how are you doing? What's going on? What are you working on? How can I support you? How can we help each other? You know, those things, nurturing those things are how you build your network, right? Yes. And how you're able to connect with each other later. Some of those same people that I've built those relationships with, when I have a business question, I can go to them, you know, and it's not awkward. Likewise, personal relationships, got to keep those intact as well, you know, because when Facebook is off, when Instagram is off, there's real life, you know, and so you can't neglect the people around you who are connected to you beyond social media.
Yeah, absolutely. And so if you're speaking with someone then that you can see that, and I'd love you to share this, because I think sometimes what can happen is we get so tied up in the likes, in the shares, and when we don't get it on our post and we might have spent hours creating, it's like, oh, there's only three likes. We really need to be reminded that that is not a show or validation of our value, is it, what we see on the screen?
Absolutely not. You know, one of the coaches that I've worked with, she says likes don't pay. Yeah. You know, she said they don't pay. Mm. And so if you are so attached to that like, but yet you have no customers, you have no business, you know, being generated.
Yes.
What's the greatness in the like or the follow? You mm-hmm. know, you want relationships with people. You want people to be invested in you. Yes. So that you can invest in them. And so you kind of have to know what a real relationship looks like mm-hmm. and what a real connection is. And if your value is in that like, people give them out arbitrarily. They scroll and they tap and they sometimes don't read anything at all.
No.
So you need more than that to sustain you, way more than that.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think when we're talking about relationships, it's really, they are at the core. And as we know, when we build know, like, and trust in whatever touch points that we have in our business, that is going to continue to develop that know, like, and trust. And as we know, people will make their decisions upon that. Speak a little bit more about, I mean, are there things that you have in place that have been really fundamental in being able to take those online relationships to offline so that you can really continue to build that deeper relationship?
Absolutely. For example, I have six other Christian or faith-based entrepreneurs that I talk to almost daily, yes. you know, and twice a week we get on a video call and we talk to each other and we check in with each other. Because we live all across the country, obviously, it's more of a virtual experience. Mm-hmm. But if any one of us is in town with or nearby, we connect. And that relationship was built out of being in the same mastermind. But we stay connected and we are talking to each other daily.
Yes,
that's important. There's people who I've met just online that I've met up with for lunch or coffee after some time, you know, connecting with them because of what we're saying, you know, you need relationships. Mm. That is what the kingdom itself is made of.
Yes.
You know, it's about connections. It's about relationships. And from a business perspective, there are no islands, you know, no one is successful because they're just doing this thing by themselves. They have connections. They are connected to each other. And so I believe that's absolutely essential.
Yeah. And you know, when we have when we look at the technology such as this one, I mean, we're on the opposite sides of the planet, different time zones, different seasons, like literally seasons. I think you're coming out of your winter into spring. We're coming out of our summer going into fall, but we call it autumn here. And we're able to connect and share this live across Facebook. So I think, you know, we certainly can't devalue that. And I guess it's all about balance. It's all about looking at how can we leverage it to share, you know, the message that we're here to share to help people, but then also what other things can we continue to do to develop those relationships? If you were to say one last insight, whether it be a Bible verse that you find is so helpful, particularly in times of struggle or maybe even in times of celebration. I mean, we're told to be thankful for no matter what situation that we are in. What would that insight be?
With the, I'll give you a scripture and then I'll say a little bit. So Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. And that is because there are times where your business may flourish financially, where you might have all the customers, clientele you could have ever desired. And there may be times where things are slow. There may be times where your strategy or vision is changing and you're expanding or decline, you know, condensing. But know for sure why it is you're doing what you're doing. Seek God first, and everything you need for your business, he will take care of it. He will take care of you. He will bring the resources. He will bring everything you need, but just keep your eyes on him first. And I think that is what keeps, you know, me solid. Whenever I'm getting distracted by something that's not working out or it isn't as clear, it's I go back to the kingdom. Let me just seek God first and what he wants. And then it seems like he just kind of unfolds the rest, you know, and in due time, whatever is needed, I have it, you know, even if it's not in my time. When I need it, it comes, you know.
His timing is always the right time. That's what I keep reminding myself. I have to at times. Like tomorrow would be really, really good. Yeah, look, we serve an awesome and love an awesome God. He really has all of our needs taken care of. And as we said, there are learnings, there are insights that sometimes we need to learn, and sometimes it is through struggles that we build the strength that we need for the next season, or even the knowledge and the support and the compassion and empathy that we can share for others who are struggling and may not know yet, you know, the love that he has. Share with us, Erica, if you will, a little bit more about the service and products that you offer, and how can people get in contact with you?
Okay, so again, I have a faith-based women's empowerment ministry or Facebook group as well, community. And so I do write books. I have a book coming out this spring that I've collaborated with 12 other women on. And we also have a documentary coming out to support that just a few months after. And that is actually called Women Unveiled. We haven't, so you guys are first hearing it here, what the actual title is. So yay. It's been kept close hold to us. And then I do offer some small scale kind of one-to-one coaching type support to women. However, it's really selective because just requires a high degree of intention and commitment.
Of course.
And a retreat. Have a retreat coming up in April 27th through the 29th. And I'll have about 20 something other women there to just get poured into, help them walk into their purpose and equip them with tools to do so.
Yes.
So you can find me on Facebook at Erica Etienne, E-R-I-K-A Etienne, hyphen Power to Purpose. And then on Instagram, it's at Power to Purpose. And you can also email me at Erica@ericaetienne.com.
Fantastic. And of course, we'll put all of those links and information on our show notes, ambitiousentrepreneurnetwork.com/TCE58. Now, that book that is coming out, is that other Christian entrepreneurs as well, or and intrapreneurs?
There's a mix. So we have a couple of Christian entrepreneurs. Yep. But all women of faith, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Well, if they're women of faith and they would love to come on the show to share that, by all means, let them know. We'd love to share their stories and testimonies as well. So one of the things that I do, Erica, for all of my guests is just to close the show with a word of prayer. May I do that for you as well?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, fantastic. Father God, thank you so much for blessing us with the testimony and the insights that Erica was able to share today. Father, you know, there are times where in our business, you are leading us in a direction that, you know, from a perspective, we just don't know. And so it can be really scary sometimes to take that leap of faith. Father, we just want to ask you for your ongoing blessings for Erica and her work, and for her clients that she's working with, and also too for the entrepreneurs and entrepreneurs who are watching and listening to the show as well. Father, you know, help us to continue to lean into you, to seek you first, as Erica quoted that beautiful Bible verse. And when we do and we seek your righteousness, you know, then that is when you can reveal the plans that you have for our lives, for our business, as we continue to grow our kingdom business. Father, we just want to thank you for this time together. And we pray for those who are listening and watching, if this is the first time they've come to listen to the show. We ask this in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much for coming on the show. I have a feeling that this is one of many conversations that we are going to have. So I look forward to sharing this with our community. And and thank you for taking time out of your afternoon.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You've been listening to the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast, brought to you by BeTheDifferenceMovement.com, changing the world one message at a time. Do you feel called to influence real change with your message? Join our supportive community of like-minded influencers, thought leaders, and disruptors at www.BeTheDifferenceMovement.com. That's BeTheDifferenceMovement.com.